Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hello, Amelia listeners. Pip here, popping up with a quick recommendation for a show that both Øystein and I have been really enjoying recently. It's called The Very Worst Thing That Could Possibly Happen, an audio fiction podcast that follows a man in Hong Kong who discovers he can write letters to his favourite author, a woman on the other side of the world who's been dead for 30 years. Guided by mysterious forces, they meet in the middle in a profound and life-changing attempt to find love and meaning in a broken world. Like Amelia, this is a story that travels the globe and features different cultures, accents, and languages. But that's where the similarities stop. This show is unlike anything I've heard in audio drama before, both in its use of music, with songs expertly woven into the narrative, and in terms of its sexy, adult-orientated scenes of intimacy. The Very Worst Thing That Could Possibly Happen is an exciting, thought-provoking, emotionally charged, and highly ambitious show. You can listen to it wherever you listen to podcasts. We will be holding a Christmas party live stream for patrons with the whole Amelia gang, Julia Morizawa, Julia Thorne, Alan Bergen, Frederick Barden, Anders Petersen, Øystein, and myself, on Saturday the 12th of December at 2 p.m. Pacific time. We'll drink cocoa, answer your questions, and perform a Christmas sketch. Right. The interviewer is back in his prison cell, which has now been turned into a war room, where he has to figure out how to fake the Paniraguan president's assassination, and Amelia and Alvina are on their way to meet the leader of the resistance. Enjoy the new episode.
Don't move so much, and don't mention 1972.
Right.
Oh, and don't mention Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran?
He's a pop star. British. Thought you'd know that.
I know who Ed Sheeran is. It's just...
He really, 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 really doesn't like him.
Ed Sheeran?
Yes.
Huh.
Are you ready?
Ready for what?
He'll explain. Pablo, ya llegaron. Please go in. Pablo Perez Garcia is waiting for you.
What? What is that?
Santa Barbara Bendita.
Oh my God.
What's happening?
Get down!
Oh, no. Follow me!
What?
Where are you going? What's going on?
Rapido! You've gotta be kidding me!
Amelia Project, created by Philip Thorne and Øystein Braga, with music and sound design by Frederick Barden. Episode 32. The New President.
It's not like at home.
Oh. I think it's delicious. Alec, you try some. Isn't it delicious, Alec?
Yeah.
Bogdan Bajanov followed Les Deux Magots' recipe to the letter.
You can tell Bogdan Bajanov it's lacking that certain je ne sais quoi. Any news about Kozlovsky, Amelia, Alvina?
President Julio Rodriguez Alvarez de la Fuente, Major General of the Panaraguan Freedom Army of 1972, boards a plane to Monte Rosa in the next 2 hours. All you need to be worrying about is how to fake his assassination and bring him back as Pablo Perez Garcia. Once that's been accomplished, finding your friends will be our next priority. Олег, покажи модель.
Да.
This is a model of Plaza de la Sangre Martirizada.
That's the palace.
Yes, Palacio de Santa Maria de la Purísima Salvat Romero. It takes up the whole north side of the square.
And that's the balcony where he'll address the crowds?
Yes, that's where we want him shot.
That's a church?
Iglesia de las Lágrimas Puras, yes.
TikTok does a rock spin a hedgehog in a sock. We want Perez up in the tower with a rifle. He can get a good aim from up there. Also, getting back down will take a while. We need as much time as possible between the assassination and Perez reaching the palace.
How do we make sure he's in the tower?
We need someone to tip him off about Julio's spontaneous return to Panaragua.
Well, it'll have to be someone from the president's inner circle.
Won't that be suspicious?
Do you know how much his staff hates him? Just last week, his chef served him an empanada stuffed with cyanide. His doctor hooked him up to a mercury drip. His fitness instructor hit him over the head with a dumbbell. And his driver fitted his car with an ejector seat.
In that case, it has to be the bodyguard. He tells Perez when Julio intends to appear on the balcony and gives him instructions on where to aim.
The president will be wearing a bulletproof vest.
No. Too risky.
You want to give Perez a fake bullet? How?
No, the shot must be real.
So...
We surround the whole balcony with bulletproof glass, but the bodyguard tells Perez there's a weak point. He says he'll set up the bulletproof screens in such a way that they're not perfectly aligned with the palace wall. There's a tiny gap.
Pablo Perez Garcia is an excellent marksman.
Exactly. If he aims for the spot where the screen meets the palace wall, the bullet will whistle through the gap and hit Julio's chest from the side. Or so it will seem. In reality, the bullet simply bounces off the screen. On hearing the bang, Julio collapses. Do the Kremlin kitchens stock cornstarch, onion flakes, food coloring, chocolate syrup, and HB salts?
What for?
Blood. I'll give Bogdan Bajanov my very own recipe. Tell him to follow it to a T. We can't have him mangle this the way he mangled that cocoa.
Олег, go and make sure this gets to Bogdan right away.
Да.
Быстро, быстро!
Да, да.
The crowd will gasp and spin round to see who fired the shot. They look up to the church, and up there in the tower is Pablo Perez Garcia, brandishing his rifle and punching the air. The crowd cheers. Perez drapes the rebel's orange flag from the tower. The crowd goes bananas. Amid the commotion, the bodyguard pulls Julio into the palace. Perez descends the tower and crosses the square to the palace. With the crowds, the hugging, kissing, and posing for selfies, it'll take him at least 20 minutes to get there.
20 minutes in which we have to turn President Julio Rodriguez Alvarez de la Fuente, Major General of the Panaraguan Freedom Army of 1972, into Pablo Perez Garcia.
Yes.
And how do we do that?
I don't have a fucking clue.
What?
I don't have a fucking clue.
But... Is this a trick?
Boris, which part of I don't have a fucking clue don't you understand?
But you're the expert!
But I'm not Kozlovsky!
You need a surgeon?
I need a genius.
I've got an idea. Come with me.
I'm sorry?
Come with me.
Where are we going? Are we going back to the Kremlin?
No.
But we are leaving Golovin?
No.
So where are we going?
Next cell on your right.
Huh?
This one over here.
What the?
Relax. It's just a dragonfly.
What is this?
Cell 405. You said you need a genius.
Who?
Careful.
Oh!
Look where you're going, please. You almost trod on a Euspinolia militaris. They're extremely rare.
A Euspin... what now?
A panda ant.
Ant?
Well, panda ants aren't actually ants. They're a type of wingless wasp known from the Mutilidae family.
Ant?
It does look like an ant, though, doesn't it? Don't let its cute appearance fool you, though. panda ants aren't called cow killers for nothing. Their sting is fierce.
Oh, for God's sake, ant!
Oh, hello.
I believe you're old friends.
I'm not sure friends is the
right... Have you brought the plans?
Excuse me?
You've brought the cybug plans from London. Oh, thank God. I've been trying to rebuild it for weeks. I inserted a microchip into a larva just like before, but the insect's nerves and muscles have failed to intertwine with the circuit. I've been racking my brains about what I'm doing wrong. And now, let me see those
plans. I don't have the plans.
They're still in London?
Perhaps.
You've lost them?
No.
So?
I left them at the office. But the office may have been raided by now. Or Alvina might have taken the plans with her. God, I don't know.
And where's she?
I wish I could tell you, but this cloud...
You've obviously got a lot of catching up to do.
Sorry, but I'm actually rather busy. I'm extracting the luciferase from a firefly and injecting it into a watercress plant to make it glow. I'm going to use it as my desk lamp. Imagine if our homes and streets could all be illuminated by plants. Think of the electricity we would save.
The two of you are going to collaborate.
Excuse me?
What use is he without the plans? He doesn't know a weevil from a water bug. Can I please get back to my bioluminescent watercress?
We've got bigger things to focus on than watercress.
This is ridiculous. What we need is a surgeon, not an insect enthusiast.
What's that supposed to mean?
With the greatest respect, Ant, what do you know about medical procedures?
Name an ailment, and I'll give you an insect to remedy it. The venom of the South American devil ant is the best modern treatment for arthritis. Silkworm extracts can cure seizure disorders. The antimicrobial compound produced by blowflies is an anti-tumor agent. The venom of Polybia paulista kills cancer cells without harming normal cells. The flea
itself... This is all extremely fascinating, but I'm afraid none of this helps the case in hand.
What about the black mountain ant?
What about it?
It's widely used in traditional Chinese medicine and is basically a cure-all.
Yep. Well, even if we threw a lorry load of black mountain ants at this problem, it still wouldn't solve it.
You haven't even told me what the problem is.
Shit. Да. Да, 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 конечно. Да, сейчас буду. I have to see Mikhail. He wants a status update.
What will you tell him?
I'll tell him everything is under control and that we're good to go in 1.5 hours.
But we don't have a strategy.
Make sure that when I come back, we do. Get working.
So, it's come to this. I'm in a Russian prison cell with a dipterologist.
Follow me. It's quieter in my lab. How are you enjoying Golovin?
Well, it's not exactly Claridge's, but until a few hours ago, I was perfectly content here.
They try and keep us happy.
Us?
Have you met any of the other Block D inmates?
Oh, I try not to socialise with arsonists and axe murderers.
This isn't where they keep the criminals. This is the VIP block.
What do you mean?
This corridor is home to some of the brightest brains in astronomy, linguistics and computer science.
And they put me with you?
Hiroshi, next door, is Japan's most eminent robotics engineer. They captured and brought him here to create the world's first robotic ballerina.
Well, fry me like a sausage.
Then there's Abd al-Rahman Safar.
The psychic. Didn't he go missing right after he was on the late show with Stephen Colt? Oh, I see.
Well, he's right here in cell 233 using clairvoyance to help the Russians obtain state secrets.
Well, dip me in ketchup and call me a French fry.
And what about you? What did they bring you here for?
I'm here to help their ally, the president of Panaragua.
What? President Julio Che Rodriguez Alvarez de la Fuente, Major General of the Panaraguan Freedom Army of 1972?
Yes, Julio.
Julio.
He said I could call him that.
Oh, yes. Hit it off, did you?
What's your problem, Ant?
He's a monster.
Well, yes, but in his defense...
Do you know how much destruction he has caused?
Well, sure. Raising the Canario National Forest and evicting the Taipecan people was a tad ruthless.
It was barbaric!
Oh, I didn't know you were such a champion of the Taipecan tribe.
Not the tribe, the insects.
Of course.
That forest was home to more than 30 million species. That's 700 species per tree. The leafcutter ant, the weaver ant, the bullet ant, the lantern fly, the jumping stick, the flannel moth caterpillar, the assassin bug, the barber bee, the leaf mimic katydid, the wasp...
And you're not seriously going to reel off all 30 million of them?
What I'm trying to say is that your friend Julio is a very bad man. You mustn't help him.
Oh, but I will. And so will you.
Me?
You heard Boris. He wants us to collaborate.
Never.
In that case, we'll end up in the Golovin basement.
The basement?
Yes.
They took poor Wolfgang there when he refused to hand over his plans for the solar-powered tank.
So you'll help me?
What do I need to do?
That's the spirit, Ant. Thank you. All you have to do is turn this man into this man.
Is that a joke?
I wish it was.
Oh, that's impossible.
Come on, Ant, you're better than this.
But what do you expect me to do?
Tell me there's an earthworm that will do the trick. Oh, you're right. I'm sorry, Ant. This is ridiculous. I don't know what Boris was thinking.
We can get rid of the acne.
What?
Well, it's a start, right? Perez's face is as smooth as a baby's bum, whereas Julio looks like Quasimodo.
Right, yes. Okay, how do we get rid of the acne?
Scolopendrid centipedes have antimicrobial peptides that can cure eczema.
Okay, how long does that take?
Well, how long have we got?
20 minutes.
In that case, we're going to have to go with red-fanged tropical fire ants instead. Now, a colony of those will strip the acne from his face in no time, but it will hurt. We can mitigate the pain by administering 3 milligrams of venom from the Japanese giant hornet. That will work as a local anaesthetic.
Good, yes, an anaesthetic is good. Perez only has one ear, so we'll have to snip Julio's right ear off.
Well, in that case, let's double the venom dosage. We can get maggots to clean the wound afterwards.
Maggots?
It's a popular battlefield therapy. They munch on rotting flesh, leaving healthy tissue practically unscathed. They'll have the wound cleaned quicker than any doctor could.
Right.
Next, we're going to need web spinner silk. It's one of the strongest natural fibres and ideal for skin grafts. We're going to have to move Julio's nose slightly to the left.
How do we do that?
We could always try the Canadian woodcutter bug.
The Canadian woodcutter bug?
Look, do you want me to try this thing or not?
I want Kozlovsky. Where is Kozlovsky?
Guys, check the bag.
What?
There's a sip bag in the back.
Jesus, there's a corpse in there.
No, it's not a corpse. The surgeon.
Sorry?
Their surgeon. At least we have their surgeon.
Apparently he drugged himself for the escape.
That's crazy.
I wouldn't talk. I saw you with 3 Bloody Marys on the flight here.
Oh, shut up.
What's that?
Nothing. We were just discussing who will drive the van to the embassy.
What do you mean, the embassy?
The American embassy. We're taking the surgeon to our holding cell.
No. We're going straight back to Tem's house.
You just lost the others. I think it's clear that we need some professionals to step in here.
We lost?
Calm down, everyone. We're supposed to be collaborating anyway, aren't we? What difference does it make where we take him?
What difference does it make? We're in England, Britain, the United Kingdom.
Make up your mind.
This is our territory.
We're taking him to the U.S. Embassy. End of discussion.
You're not.
We are.
You're not.
We are.
Please stop. Jesus. We're not going to solve this with a shouting match.
Then how?
I don't know. Let's call our bosses.
You're kidding, right? We call Miss Kennedy and we have a major diplomatic incident on our hands.
Well, Northcott isn't much better.
Actually, Cole, I don't think we should underestimate Northcott. I reckon she'll understand.
Understand what?
Jackie, I think you're right. Was it Jackie?
Agent Williams to you.
Agent Williams. Yeah, I agree. We need to cooperate. I say we take him to the U.S. Embassy.
Really?
Wait, really?
I'll just call Northcott and inform her of our decision.
Sure.
It won't take a jiffy. Cole, will you join me? I might need support.
Have you gone balmy?
It'll be fine. Come on now. Yeah, let's just call the number here. And... oh, there we go. Ringing. Hello there. I just need to inform you about something.
What are you doing?
I'm not actually calling. Listen to me. Yes, ma'am? Yes, of course. Sure.
when we get into that van, we're not driving to the embassy. We lose the Yanks at Elephant and Castle.
What?
Of course, ma'am. We'll make sure the Americans have our full support. And now what's that?
Americans don't get roundabouts, and those who don't even know which side of the road to drive on. Are you with me?
Sure.
Great, ma'am. I'll pass that on to Agents Williams and Fox.
Now, act normal.
Okay, I've spoken to our boss and... What the... No.
Pete's sake! They nicked the van and the surgeon. They nicked the van and the surgeon right in front of our eyes. That's not how we do things here!
Fuck.
You know what we've got to do?
What?
Pull a Columbus double.
Right. Hey, you!
What?
MI5. I'm commandeering this car. State business.
What?
Catching criminals,
no, you know. Really?
Give me your keys.
For
Queen and country. Come on, mate.
Yeah, all right.
Don't worry. We'll get them.
Good luck, I guess.
We slather his face with mosquito saliva, inject bog wasp venom into his cheeks to make them swell, change his hair colour with cochineal dye, gel it back with spittlebug secretions, and from a distance, he could pass as Pablo Perez Garcia.
What are the odds of this working?
1 in 3. 100.
What do you think?
In the last year, I've shot a priest from a cannon, orchestrated a Martian invasion, overseen a brain swap, turned a reindeer into a horse, and replicated the Loch Ness Monster. But changing a man's appearance through insect therapy is... the most amusing scheme I have ever had the pleasure of being involved in. Let's do it!
Sounds crazy.
I know!
Too crazy.
That's what they said about the cyborg.
What are the other options?
This is all we've got.
You've got all the specimens you need?
Yes.
Start packing them up.
So we're actually...
You leave for Monte Rosa in half an hour.
Oh, great! I've always wanted to go to Panaragua. The Titan beetles there can grow up to 20 centimetres.
Can I go too?
Yes.
What? Really?
No.
You bastard.
Now, in order to transport the insects, we're going to need sealed plastic containers with enough air to last the flight. We can't risk contamination.
Right, I'll make a call.
Allo, слышите?
Oleg, have you brought me a thermos of cocoa?
Нет.
Oh, the blood.
Yeah.
Let's see how that Bogdan fellow got on with my recipe.
Да. Пластиковые контейнеры в блок D, пожалуйста.
Color? Good.
20
Consistency.
Пластиковых контейнеров.
A bit runny, but it will do.
Как можно быстрее.
Now, if I pour some of it onto the
Maggots,
floor...
Sawflies.
See how quickly...
A jumping plant louse. A stink bug. A dozen shining leaf chafers. 2 dozen leaf rolling weevils. A jar of spider wasps. Thorn bugs. Red fanged tropical fire ants. Spittle bugs. Canadian woodcutter bugs.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. We have one more early release for you, the episode Alvina, which will release on the first Monday of 2021. And after that, we'll finalise the remaining 9 episodes once we reach 450 patrons. If you'd like to help us with that, go to ameliapodcast.com and click on Support the Show. Stay tuned for the epilogue, but first... the credits. This episode was written and directed by Philip Thorne and Øystein Brager, with sound design by Dominic Hargreaves and Frederick Barden. It featured Alan Bergen as the interviewer, Alex Scott Fairley as Ant, Andre Zayats as Boris, Alexander Mercury as Oleg, Jordan Cobb as Jackie Williams, Aaron King as Mia Fox, Benjamin Noble as Agent Haynes, Torgny G. Ondiro as Agent Cole, Julia Morizawa as Amelia, Julia C. Thorne as Alvina, Laurie Martinez as Savannah, and additional voices by James Carney. The episode was recorded at the Bridge Writing Studio in London, Love Tracks Tonstudio in Lüneburg, Germany, Studio Ochenta in Paris, and Loudoun County Public Library in Virginia, USA. The Amelia Project is produced by Imploding Fictions with graphic design by Anders Pedersen. Thank you to Lala Droner for script consultancy, and thank you to our super patrons, Jem Fiddick, Angel Acevedo, Sophie Levizo, Sophia Anderson, and Kate Sukeyasu. We are so immensely grateful for your kind support. For today's epilogue, we thought we'd play you a few more listener voicemails. We've been receiving quite a few voicemails from you over the past few weeks, some intriguing, some hilarious, some completely bonkers, others baffling, and some downright terrifying, like the person who called us a few days ago and screamed their lungs out for 1 minute straight. Don't worry, we won't play you that one. If you want to call us, well, we're not just going to give you a number, that would be too easy, but you should be able to figure it out. Anyway, here are two more voicemails.
Oh, nice voicemail. It gives me the same vibes as the haunted house from Disney. Anyways, down to business. I want to disappear because, well, to be honest, I'm bored. I've literally done, like, everything you can think of, from cooking to painting to knitting to traveling to doing sports, skiing, mountain climbing, bicycling, being in movies, joining councils, everything you can imagine. Don't want to bore you with the nitty-gritty details. And it's just nothing's good. Also, people. Oh, so tired of people. Every time I interact with them, I just really want to, like, take a spork and gouge my eyes out. I can't deal with it anymore. So, I'm just looking for something new, a fresh new start. I think that would be really exciting. Yeah. Well, but call me back. Thanks.
Okay, listen, I know it's late, but I gotta go. I need to disappear. They're trying, they're fucking after me. The rats are here. They're trying to steal my foot. Nobody fucking believes me, but they're trying to steal my foot. Shit. Shit. Okay, look, if you don't get back to me, they're gonna, oh shit!
Your attention. It is I, your Presidente Julio Che Rodriguez Alvarez de la Fuente, Major General of the Panaraguan Freedom Army of 1972. And I have a message, muy importante, for you. Now, go to patreon.com/AmeliaPodcast and sign up today. That is an order. Panarawa depends on you.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This is I reporting. He's at the Lao Chang restaurant, Changchun, northeastern China. It's spring 1997. Once it started, I'll leave him in Ming's hands. That's a joke. Ming doesn't have hands.
And what do you do, exactly, besides dance with strangers?
I work for the postal service.
You're a postman?
Weird, right?
Miss Cloutier, what is it?
It's just a bit strange. A letter for me from Hong Kong. And there's no stamp.
I need stamps to write a dead person?
Yep, there's a cost.
How much?
A pound. A pound of flesh. A pound of you.
It seems like a lot.
Lift up your shirt!
What's that?
Just hold this tube over your stomach! We are done that!
Ow!
Yeah, this is gonna hurt!
What?
Nothing!
Awesome.
The very worst thing that could possibly happen.
Set up police right back. If your letter can find me here, then I think we have a lot to talk about. Saludos, Raúl.
The very worst thing that could possibly happen. An audio drama in 9 parts, produced by Wolf at the Door Studios. Out now. For more information, please visit WLFDR.com.